Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two f***ing balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 f***ing grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out.
Do the letters F-O mean anything to you?
Very scary, kids. And I'm not kidding you this time. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, well, it's a big 666 day.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing but a thing.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing happening.
Right.
Let's go outside now. Standing by.
You have no brain.
Okay, some type of satanic interference.
Yeah. Not sure what's happening.
There is Tom Gavin is outside the CBS studios here in Fairfax, Virginia.
He looks very, very comfortable.
He has his devil suit on. Tom, any takers? Anybody out there to meet you yet?
No.
No. So all we're asking is that people come by and kiss the devil on his forehead.
Who's the guy standing next to Stacy?
I do not know. Go get him, John.
Hey, what's your name?
Kevin.
Hey, everybody. It's the sexually awkward Joshua Tree. Remember Joshua Tree from Lisa the Homeless Lady.
Joshua Tree, who, in my opinion, just observing him in the hallways the last couple of days, has been in a bit of a funk. Joshua Tree, you said you were having a better day today?
Much better day.
Well, what's been going on, Joshua? You've appeared moody to me.
Why so blue?
No, not moody. I just was slowing down towards the afternoon yesterday. I started to peter out a bit.
You petered out a bit. Yeah. Is there anything else going on? Buzz, have you noticed it, too?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I've heard of it.
I saw him yesterday, and I said, Joshua, that's the longest face I've ever seen on you. And is it just fatigue, son?
I think this is the way he looks. I mean, he does look like David Schwimmer.
But, you know, he's normally a pretty upbeat guy, and I just noticed it yesterday. But everything's going okay?
Oh, everything's going great.
Good.
You don't want to talk about it, do you?
I'm not ready yet.
What was it? She leave you? You leave her?
Is it a woman, Joshua?
No, it's never a woman.
No, now one could read a lot into that.
He's a fake.
One breaking
one
news.
Could read a lot
it's
into that.
Never
right
a woman.
No, they never bother me. They never get to me.
Good for you.
That'll change. That's a good sign. Is it
a work problem you have?
No, not a work problem.
Financial problem?
No. If it were anything, it would be a family problem.
I see.
A family problem. So a little trouble with the parents?
Well, they're a bit of a headache, but
sure. Headache.
Well, what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
Who's the guy with the camera who's standing out there next to Tom? The guy that you originally started talking to?
This
Joshua.
Is Kevin. He came here to take pictures.
Kevin, ask him why he's here and why he's interested in Tom.
Kevin, why are you here and why are you interested in Tom?
I'm just here because I had nothing else better to do today.
There
so
you go.
I figured I might as well put some experience in the old photography.
Did he want to meet Stacy?
Did you also want to meet Stacy?
Sure, why not? I heard over there, I was sitting over there waiting. I heard her. I was like, wow.
Yeah, exactly.
So ask him what he thinks.
And what do you think of Stacy?
I can still say it's wow.
You know, I love it when we have a mouth.
Tell him
out there.
Now. Tell him.
Say anything else.
Tell him that you've had sex with her and she's great.
I've had sex with Stacy. She's fantastic. She's great.
Damn, lucky you, dog.
See, she does everything.
She does everything.
How about those hanging gardens? Ask him that.
And how about those hanging gardens? We're getting the thumbs up on those.
He's getting a he's gone nonverbal on us.
Say she goes everywhere.
She goes everywhere.
Know what I mean, pal?
You know what I mean.
Pal?
Pal.
Ask him if there is legitimate interest in Stacy.
Is there legitimate interest in Stacy?
There's a little legitimate interest in Stacy.
Sure.
Back off, brother.
Back off, brother.
She's spoken for.
She's spoken for.
I'll kick your black ass.
I'll kick your black ass.
Oh, dear.
She's doing it with me.
Oh,
that's too much fun.
Wow.
That's too much fun. Hey, listen, where is Where is the man of the hour? Where is Tom Gavin?
Look at
Gavin?
This scene. He's sitting comfortably in Tom his Gavin. Easy chair. Yeah. And now, Tom, there's... Hey, Tom.
Holding court.
Tom, there's really no need for you to stand up and walk out of frame. Like this is a movie we're making here. You can sit back down in your chair.
No, I am not. I am right here. I am looking for Satan. That's what I'm looking for.
He wants to talk to Satan.
Kind of fixated on that.
Yeah. He wants to get that out of the way. Would you like to speak to Satan, Tom?
Yes!
All right. Say, we're going to arrange to have Satan drop in and
careful
visit you.
What you wish for.
Watch it.
He's coming.
Uh-oh. Did you see this pitchfork, Satan?
Hold on. Right now, as we speak, we're setting up a microphone to Satan. Are you ready to speak with him, Tom?
Yes!
Satan, can we bring you in here?
What's happening, my peeps?
Hey, how are you? Nice to see you. Satan, we're doing a little 666 thing. We've got Tom Gavin outside dressed as a devil.
I was just playing a game of cards.
Oh, dear.
Watch it.
Watch it. Watch out. Very, very... He's always challenging you, isn't he, Tom?
Yeah.
Well, I know you're a very big enemy of Satan, aren't you, Tom?
Yes, I am.
Satan, is there anything you'd like to say to Tom?
Tom?
Yes?
You know I am your father.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Tom.
No.
Tom.
No, you're not.
I tell you this all the time.
No, you do not.
You know what you are?
No.
You're one of his practical jokes.
You're one of your practical jokes. You come to look
my,
up.
You come to come to my side.
And look,
Tom,
and look
imagine
up.
What it would be like
and look
to
up.
Be a real boy.
Look up, Satan.
Look up.
Look up, Satan.
He's looking at the street. He's not even looking towards the studio.
No, he's not. He doesn't realize that we have the real Satan in here. Tom is here celebrating a fabulous day, Satan.
Tom? Tom?
Tom, pay attention.
Yes.
You wanted to speak to me. It's a busy day. It's Christmas Day for me. What the frick do you want?
I'm coming over to the goddamn window right
He's
now.
Coming over to the window. He's going to come over to the window. Here he
you
comes.
You won't be able to see me, Tom.
Yes, I will see you. I'm coming in and get you.
Now, why do you want to get him, Tom?
I can turn myself invisible, Tom.
No, you will not.
Yes, I can.
So no.
He likes the fantasy role playing.
I'm hungry.
Hey, John, I need some more donuts.
Get me some custard.
he's coming to the window now.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Now, don't talk like him, Tom. Tom, you're going to the wrong window.
What, Tom.
When am I going to?
Hey, come over here.
You can't see me.
Come over to this window, Tom.
Tom, I'm your father.
John is showing you. Over to
it's my day, Tom.
He's falling apart.
He's out of the frame again. He's going.
Where is he looking, Mike?
He's looking.
I'm just standing in the corner so he can't see me.
He's coming. Oh, here he comes. He's found the window. Hi, Tom. Oh, there he is. Tom, come right up to the window, Tom.
You can't see me, can you, Tom?
There you go, Tommy.
You know why? Because I'm a magical spirit, Tom.
Tom has his headphone cord wrapped around his leg. Don't trip. Don't trip, Tom. Please.
Tom.
Tom, speak Tom. To Tom, it's time for your ultimate battle with Satan right now. All right,
hold on, wait, hold on, my cell phone's ringing. Hold on, just a moment.
Wait,
hold on.
Satan's got to take a call, Tom.
No, he's not.
Hello? Oh, double L.
Who?
Hey, shut up, retard. I'm on the phone.
Hey, now don't be nice. Don't be nice to him, Satan.
Quiet, mama's boy.
Sorry about
watch
that.
It. Hey, watch it in there.
Yes, of course. Where's the outbreak? On your face?
I'm not sure who Satan's talking to right now.
Which lips? Honey, which lips?
LL.
Lindsay Lohan.
Don't worry about it.
I'm not sure.
Who's going to see?
Is that who you think it is?
Who's going to see besides me?
Besides who?
And who do you think gave it to you?
He's taking a call, Tom.
You're goddamn right.
Larry Linville.
Who's my little bitch? That's right. Okay. Goodbye, my sweet.
Wow. And we have to find out who Satan's dating right now. Is it as Buzz said, Satan? Can we ask?
It's Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan. Yeah, no wonder she's
Lindsay
had all
Lohan.
That success.
And the source.
Wow.
I gave her something.
Did you really?
I gave her a sexually transmitted venereal disease.
Well, you know what, Satan? I think she deserves it because I frankly think she's a no-talent. I don't think she's got any ability whatsoever, and I don't think, you know.
Hey, mama's boy.
Yeah. And
I know what you're doing right now. You're baiting me.
I'm not baiting you. I'm just saying
you're
I don't think
me.
She's got
you
any talent.
You want me, like, to hit you with some type of rhythm stick, but I want to say something to you.
Now, usually you hit me with a little flame, but that's it.
I've been to O'Mara's restaurant and bar in Manassas.
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah,
I want to say.
No.
This is Satan.
No. What are you going to say?
It's a great place.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What are you bitching about? It's the plug you've always wanted.
No, I never want a plug. Yeah. I don't want to plug
great.
Anybody like you.
Service is fantastic.
Yeah.
Prices are reasonable.
Now we are we're a good operation. We don't need Satan's help.
This is Satan.
We really don't.
Plus,
your buddy's waiting for you outside of the window.
I bang a lot of the waitresses.
Do you
My
know?
God, are they hot?
Wow, boy, your voice sounds as deep as Greg Gillespie.
Greg Gillespie? Yeah. Hey, he's in my group.
Is he really? Your group therapy session?
How do you think a retard like that got a job as a program director?
So he signed himself over
when
to
When I say he's in the group, I mean he's in, like, Amway.
Satan, I got to ask you a favor, okay?
Yeah, of course, pal.
We are trying to have Tom, who's doing his impression of you today.
Yes.
We are trying to... Hold on, Tom.
Shut up, Tom.
We're trying to get women to come down and kiss the devil's forehead, and we don't seem to have any takers for Tom.
No problem.
Satan, could you perhaps give one of your good satanic appeals?
Fix that, maybe?
Hey!
Hush! Hush the walking bag of poop that's been set on fire and put on someone's front yard.
Wow.
Be quiet, plastic vomit.
I don't know who he's talking to.
I'm talking to Tom.
Oh, okay. Well, he's putting you down, Tom.
He's one of God's practical jokes.
Gag.
From God's joke shop. Hey, baby.
I think he is, too.
Hey, watch it.
He's kind of mellowed out here.
This is Satan.
No.
Calling out to all my horny bitches out there.
There you go. Now this is what I'm talking
about.
I need you bitches to come down here and kiss a sweaty piece of flesh. That God decided for whatever reason he'd allow to live and prosper.
Wow. Yes, he has prospered.
Now, if he was with me, I want to tell you something. You know what he'd be right now? Be a cowboy. He'd be a cowboy. He'd be an airline pilot. He'd be a big game hunter. He'd be a movie star. He'd be president of the United States.
Really?
I've taken the worst, Mike.
It sounds like you're pitching him again. Are you going to sell your soul to Satan, Tom?
No, I'm not.
Let me tell you something.
No, I'm not.
When George Bush, the original George Bush, came to me and said, I've got a bag full of money, but more importantly, Satan, are you ready for a challenge? I said, of course I am.
Right.
And then we did what I like to call, turn my theme off. We did a Trading Places thing.
Yeah. Explain how that works.
You know the two rich guys in Trading Places with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd?
Yeah.
How they bet a dollar.
Ralph Bellamy played one of them.
It was two. They were both clients of mine.
Ralph Bellamy and Don Ameche.
Great clients.
Right.
They're these rich SOBs, and they played with people's lives, and they bet just for $1.
I understand.
That's what I did.
You did that with George Sr.?
Yes.
And that's how George...
Well, what I did was...
W got in there?
He came to me and he said, I got an outlandish proposal for you.
Yeah,
how about my retarded son as president?
Well,
and I said, I've done a lot. I'm not talking about you. I said, I've done a lot. Kathy Lee Gifford, Larry King, Ryan Seacrest. He said, okay. And he was playing me. He said, I didn't think you could do it. And I said, George?
You said,
That's a challenge. I said, you know what? Off the record, one shiny dollar. What's happening? What's he doing out there? Tom?
He's left his station.
I have not.
W's father came to me and said, very simple, one American dollar. He said, he looked me in the eye and he said, we've done so many deals before. This is off the table. This is between men. There's no friggin' way you could get my retarded son the job as president of the United States.
And look at you.
And who orchestrated it? With my friends in the Sunshine State of Florida.
Well, you got clients down there. You have a lot of clients that live down there.
I sure do, Mike.
I know Sylvester Stallone moved down there.
He's been a client for years.
Madonna lived down there for a while.
Excuse me, plug time.
Yes, go ahead.
Rocky VI, 2007. Also Madonna doing a wonderful act. They choreographed with a giant crucifix. It never gets old. She's on tour. Check Ticketmaster.com for tickets.
You're very excited about, I know all of your clients, but Tom's not coming over to your side.
Ooh,
I don't think it's going to happen.
I'm right here.
And I also want to say
I'm right here.
That I made an offer to Catherine McPhee.
No, you did not.
I thought I had that bitch.
No, you
didn't. I said to her, listen. The idiot guy from Alabama will win unless you sign with me. And all you have to do is sign with your mouth.
Oh, you wanted that kind of signature.
Of course.
The same one that Kathy Lee gave you.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Tom?
Hey, if anybody's actually listening,
yes,
go to MySpace.com or go to...
Tom, we have Satan in here.
Hey, Satan.
Yes, Tom. You asked me to be in here, Tom. I'm here for you, you little rat bastard.
Watch your language.
You know, you're like bird crap on the windshield of life.
Watch it.
And if you just came and signed up with me, everything would be great.
But what do you want to do to Satan, Tom?
I want
to
kill him.
Wow.
Wow.
Listen to that.
Good luck. Good luck, David. This is Goliath.
No, good luck to you. You're going to die tonight, right now.
Right now, right he's now getting tough.
Ooh.
Yes.
Are you going to stab him?
Little big man.
Tom, are you going to stab him with your pitchfork?
Yes.
You know who you're talking to, son?
Now Satan's using the Mike Ditka approach.
You're talking to the man that made it happen. Way back. B.C. Right,
John, come on. All right, John, come on, let's go get it.
Well, I want you to think about this.
He's coming over to the window again, Satan.
Last thing I'm going to say to you. Tom, I have right here a contract for you.
All you have to do is sign it, Tom.
Can you write your name, Tom?
No, I cannot. I'm right here.
Tom, one signature away, and I can turn you into George Clooney. Tom?
Are you going to take the offer, Tom?
No, I'm not.
Why is that, Tom?
Because I am not going to do it.
Oh, let's give him a round of applause.
A brave man, really.
He stood up to Satan.
Because God's done so much for you.
He has not done anything. He's going to... I'm going to come in there and... I'm going to come in there.
Of course.
I'm going to come
God's
in there and
Jack
with my...
S. God has done Jack S for you.
But he likes fighting with you, Satan.
I'm really going to come in there with my God-darn pitchfork.
You know what I liked?
I'm going to come in there...
I like your mom.
I'm going to come in and pitchfork your ass.
Oh!
I like to do that to your mom.
Wow.
And boy, did your mom like to suck on my tail.
Oh, my. You hear that, Tom? He wasn't paying attention.
Tom?
Tom.
Distracted.
Tom?
Hey, I'm coming in there right now.
Hey, Tom, your mom liked to suck on my tail.
You better watch it. I'm going to kick your little ass.
You better watch it. Who do you think you're talking to?
You know, the battle does not seem as intense on Tom's part because he's outside and being very distracted.
I'll kick your little ass right now.
Kick your little ass.
Okay.
That was me mocking you.
Satan is mocking you, Tom.
I'm going to kick his little ass right now.
Right now.
Poison ivy.
Satan, now, that's not nice.
You can look, but you better not touch.
Wait.
Chris Burke. Could have been something big. Chris Burke could have been the American Idol.
Satan, what do you have planned for a 666, though? This is your, you said it, this is your Christmas.
Huge,
I mean, can you answer the question
huge
for us?
Party, Mike, first off, huge party. All of my clients, let me just say.
Where's the party going to be? Can you let us in on the location?
Yes, the party's at Larry King's, Los Angeles' Beverly Hills home.
Oh, fantastic.
It's going to be beautiful. First off.
Would you say Larry is your proudest accomplishment?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, going
yes,
away?
Yes. Larry will be there. Mariah will be there.
Right.
Hey, all of my male clients, if you've ever wanted to have, you know, Mariah do the
right
to you,
right,
she'll do y'all.
Nick Lachey going to be there
that
this evening?
Party.
Nick Lachey will be bussing tables tonight,
Mike. Fantastic.
Jessica will be there.
And then how are you planning on, like, culminating 666 at midnight? I mean, you're going to do
it? Man of the Year.
Yep.
And I'm here to tell you right now, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag.
No.
The Man of the Year,
yes,
my biggest revenue generator,
oh boy,
my project of the year.
Here it is.
A little show I call Deal or Not Deal. Howie Mandel.
Howie Mandel is the
is
guy.
My
finally,
man wow of the year.
He finally signed that up with you after all these years.
I said to him years ago when he was on St. Elsewhere,
uh-huh,
you're a funny boy.
Right.
But who the hell blows air into a hospital glove?
Exactly.
You know, in that. Tom?
Yes.
Are you growling?
Is there an animal in the studio? Oh, excuse me, it's Tom.
Hey,
I
Tom,
forgot.
Nobody's come down to kiss your forehead yet,
no,
Tom.
No. I need people out there.
You know why? Because he's dirty and sweaty.
Oh!
If he was with me, he'd be nice and clean and
shiny.
And
perfumed.
No, watch it there.
He'd be a pretty boy. Not an ugly boy.
Dandy, absolutely. Well, Satan, I want to come to this party. I mean, even though I don't
Satan
want to sign up.
Sounds
with you
like fun.
Hey, Satan.
Yeah, Tom.
I got a one-way ticket to...
How about you take a one-way ticket to my pants?
Whoa!
What?
I got no time for you. I got very important people. I got things going on.
It's his busy day, Tom.
No, it's not.
Tom, you got to say some final words to Satan here.
Hey, Satan, go
F yourself.
Oh, wow, there it is.
That's telling him.
Excuse me. Hold on.
Satan's got another call.
Let's see if Satan's going to be talking to you now.
Hello. Busiest day of the year.
Oh, Mike Satan. I like that.
Hey.
Who's he talking to now?
What's happening? You owe me your ass.
Yeah, well, everybody's that's going to be at that party, of course.
Don't I know it.
Leading with Larry King.
Who's the best?
Man of the year, Howie Mandel.
You are.
Pretty amazing. Well, you know, that shows the surprise hit.
You're the man.
Wow.
No. I know. Listen, don't worry about it.
Don't know what he's talking
about. It'll never. Hey, who's, besides Larry, who's my man?
This will be interesting.
You're my man.
Okay.
Okay.
Wonder who.
You're the greatest.
Well, I'd say the Prez, probably.
You know what I say? Dump the bitch. What did you do with the other ones? What are they really? They're receptacles.
They're
Think
jars.
About this. Think about this.
Garbage cans.
Who gave you the seed? Think about Baron.
Watch.
Think about little baby Baron.
This is fascinating. I have no idea who he's talking about.
I'm giving you clues, Mike.
Baby Baron.
Don't forget. Who fixed your hair? All right. Oop. Now, hold on. Before we go, simulate oral with me.
Wow.
That's right. What are you doing?
Is it the material girl?
How does it taste? Is it good?
Simulating oral, Satan giving
is
his commands.
Mm.
It's a pretty nice suit he's got on.
I enjoy that. Thank you. Good boy. Who's your man? Who's your daddy? All right, bye.
No.
See ya.
I forgot who gave birth to Baron. Satan, who was that?
Donald Trump.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was.
Hey, I got Donald Trump out here.
No, you don't, Tom.
Who do you have out there, Tom?
I got Elvis. Hello, Elvis.
Tom, what are you doing?
This is Elvis.
Tom's doing his repertoire.
This is Elvis. How
Mike,
doing?
I think we got a break.
I think it might be time to break.
I think when we come back, yes, Tom.
And there's no better person, and he's right here.
I've had fun, Tom.
To take us to that break.
Oh, also, let me recommend to everybody that you watch the new Kathy Griffin series on Bravo.
It's amazing. Hey, watch that takeoff. That's going to be the surprise hit. You found out, right?
She's a client, Mike.
Yes,
she came to me because of a feminine odor.
She did, originally?
I can cure that.
And you can make her a star.
I have.
You're a star maker.
And I do.
Incredible.
Tom, my man, I'll talk to you after the broadcast today.
Hey, Mike?
Yes,
you know,
Tom?
If I just give you 5 seconds of clarity, I'm telling you, you'll come to my side immediately. Hey, I'm going to give you 5 seconds of clarity and a mirror.
You know what?
What, Tom?
God and Mike go to break.
He's a man on the prize.
Don't you love me, Tom?
No, I do not.
Say you love Satan and we'll go to break.
No, I do not like Satan.
Tom, it's my birthday. Won't you say happy birthday to me?
Happy birthday to you.
No, please don't do that, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
Tom,
good boy.
Once and for all, for the love of God, take us to break.
Don and Mike go to break.
Number 15 Arbitron rated The Don and Mike Show.